Now, even before the downturn, animal shelters throughout the state were dealing with too many cats. As we heard, that's still the case. Kevin Morris researches trends for the Denver-based Animal Assistance Foundation.
We're definitely seeing an increase from about 50,000 cats taken into the shelters in 2000 to about 70,000 cats taken in across the state in 2009.
A lot of the cat overpopulation problem stems from the huge number of unfixed feral cats. Another Denver-based animal welfare group is working on this. The Rocky Mountain Cat Alliance is trying to fix as many cats as possible. The alliance has launched a summer campaign called Beat the Heat. The goal is to neuter and spay 2,000 cats in Metro Denver. The alliance is even offering a discount, both to cat owners who haven't fixed their pets and to people who want to control the alley cat population in their neighborhood. Amy Angelilli is director of the Rocky Mountain Cat Alliance. Amy, thank you for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Is there an actual estimate on the number of alley cats in Metro Denver?
Well, it actually varies depending on who you speak with. We've been using the statistic 125,000. Dumfriends League has been using the statistic of 250,000. PetSmart Charities uses the human population divided by six.
Suffice it to say, it's a hard number to get an exact count on.
We know what we know, but we don't know what we don't know.
Okay. Well, in any case, why does Metro Denver have so many alley cats?
Right. Well, alley cats are a problem everywhere. And actually, alley cats have come from pet cats, because feral cats, alley cats, wild cats, unowned cats, whatever you want to call them, the at-large population comes from people who let their own cats roam. They're intact. They breed with other cats. And voila, you have the beginning of a feral cat colony.
Are there hot spots, particular hot spots in the city?
Yes. Actually, hot spots are places where the population is transient. Because a lot of times people think, oh, well, cats are independent. When I move, I can leave mine in the alley.
I
know people are feeding these cats. They'll be fine.
So when we're in neighborhoods where there's just a lot of turnover.
Yep. Around college campuses, high-rise apartment buildings, those kind of areas.
Your summer campaign aims to get 2,000 cats fixed.
Correct.
And there's a discount offered here.
Correct.
For fixing cats. And that discount applies to those who have cats now that aren't fixed, and people who live in neighborhoods that may not own cats, but where there are lots of alley cats around.
Correct. It's a twofold promotion. We'd like to get to the cat owners so that if they let their cats out, their cats aren't going to be breeding. And then we also want to get to people in the community who have free-roaming cats in and around their homes.
So I'm trying to imagine chasing down one of the neighborhood alley cats for this.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, is that really going to happen?
No, we use humane traps. And so we advise people to, when they know when their trapping dates are going to occur, to stop feeding the cats 2 to 3 days prior so they're nice and hungry. So when you set the food inside the trap, they're going to go right in for you.
So someone can get this trap where exactly?
We have traps for loan at Rocky Mountain Alley Cat Alliance, and we're actually offering trap neuter return workshops, which teach people not only how to use the traps, but the whole start to finish of the trapping process. Because after you finish the trapping, the cat is fixed at the clinic. And then the key thing is it needs to be returned to the place where it was trapped, because that territory is like the cat's home.
Huh. And are people really going to do this even with a discount? I mean, they've got to pay a little something to get some cat they don't feel all that close to fixed?
Well, you can look at it like that, or you can look at it as, wow, I'm not going to hear screeching in my alley anymore. I'm not going to hear female cats going into heat. I'm not going to hear the tomcats fighting, scratching, spraying my garage, my garden. There's a whole slew of nuisance behaviors that happen with intact cats that are oftentimes eliminated once the cats are fixed. So you have a nicer existence in your house and garden and alley.
What do the traps look like, by the way?
They are metal traps. They're rectangular. They're about 2 to 3 feet long.
Okay.
And you can actually turn them into a temporary kennel. So if you have to hold them until you bring them to the clinic, or we advise people to hold them for 24 to 36 hours after so they can recover from the surgery, and one end acts as the feeding station and one end acts as the restroom.
What if there are just a ton of alley cats in my neighborhood? I mean, you know, it's not about one or two or three, but it's dozens.
Then that is a situation that we would want to work with you on a long-term basis until that is cleaned up. Because that is more than one person can handle.
Yeah.
And we would teach that person how to go about engaging the neighbors.
I see. A kind of mass trapping.
Yes, with the community.
And you actually have coaches that can help neighborhoods do this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the first step is just communicating with the neighbors and letting people know when the trapping is going to happen. And we have flyers and door hangers. And then, you know, we'll want to get a good count of the cats so we can figure out how many traps to bring. And then we want to identify appropriate locations to set the traps.
The animals are fixed.
Right.
And then they're dropped back off where they were.
Yep.
This is not tackling the adoption angle then.
No, because the problem with feral cats is they can't be adopted. They have not been socialized with people, so you can't touch a feral cat. Usually what happens, say a litter of kittens is born in the alley from a house cat. If that litter of kittens is not pulled out of that alley by 8 to 10 weeks of age, then those kittens will become feral.
I see. Because, of course, we're talking about the offspring in many cases.
You have a very, very short window to pull those kittens out of the alley to socialize them for adoption.
2,000 cats is the goal for the summer.
Mm-hmm.
How does that compare to what you normally do, say, in a year?
Well, we just had our one-year anniversary, and we did 4,000 cats in the course of a year.
Is this going to address the problem long-term?
Yes.
It is.
If you look at Colorado as a whole, the 2009 statistics show that the animal welfare community has euthanized 35,000 dogs and cats. Of that 35,000, 21,000 is cats. And that's because there's too many. And we're never going to find enough homes for them. And a lot of them, as we've talked about, aren't adoptable. So the spay-neuter, whether it's with the alley cats, through the trap-neuter return program, or through pet owners, is getting to the root of the problem.
Well, Amy, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Amy Angelilli is director of the Rocky Mountain Cat Alliance, which is tackling Metro Denver's cat overpopulation problem. The group wants to fix about 2,000 cats this summer, many of them alley cats, as part of a program called Beat the Heat.